Let's turn now to NPR's David Green, who's been traveling with Hillary Clinton, who was in South Carolina today. David Green, where is Senator Clinton now?
Well, Senator Clinton has moved on to Tennessee, Andrea. I think her campaign is trying to move the story forward. They were getting a sense that the results might not be great for them this evening, and they're talking a lot about the 22 states holding their primaries on February 5th, and she's speaking at an event in Nashville tonight. And so I think that the campaign's view is if we're not going to be celebrating something, then let's carry things ahead.
And David, I gather you stayed behind in South Carolina. Where are you?
I stayed behind. I'm outside a bar called the Element Nightlife, which is where a bunch of Hillary Clinton volunteers, some of them from out of state, driving in from places like North Carolina, have gathered. And I have to say, a little while ago, it was sort of a sad mood, no music and people just kind of looking up at CNN and watching the results come in. But now it's become a little more festive, and I think you could say people are trying to hold their heads a little higher. Their candidate did not win. Their candidate didn't even show up to greet them and talk to them. But they're trying to look ahead, and as one woman just put it, things are tied 2-2, with Obama winning two of the big states now, Hillary Clinton winning two big states, Nevada and New Hampshire. And so they're trying to look ahead and say there are a lot more states left.
Hi, David. Ron here. There's been a lot of debate this week about just how much investment Hillary Clinton's campaign really did put into South Carolina, whether they had lowered expectations there or whether they had really had her in the state most of the week, had Bill Clinton in the state most of the week, and actually bought more ad time there than Barack Obama.
Yeah, you know, Ron, their campaign put out a statement earlier today saying that Barack Obama knew all along that he was going to win South Carolina, but the Clinton campaign was not acting like a campaign that knew that they were going to lose. As you said, they invested a lot here. They invested a lot of money. They did a lot of ad buys. Both Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were in this state and crisscrossing the state separately to double up on the number of events they could hold. So even though Hillary Clinton wasn't here for a couple days, I think it would be hard for them to argue that they didn't put a lot of energy into this place.
NPR's David Green in Columbia, South Carolina. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Andrea.